Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, a day ahead of his nomination filing, which is going to take place at 11:30 a.m. today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday took his parliamentary constituency of Varanasi by a storm with a mega roadshow. Thousands of people thronged the narrow streets to watch the Prime Minister's convoy cover a 7-kilometer stretch from Banaras Hindu University, where he garlanded the statue of founder Madan Mohan Malviya, till the Dashashwamedh Ghat. Now, soaring the political temperatures, Modi was joined by BJP President Amit Shah, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Party State President Mahendra Nath Pandey, and other senior BJP leaders in the temple town. Addressing a meeting after the roadshow, the PM made several remarks about how his government had effectively dealt with terrorism. Modi said, and I quote, that we held the Mega Kumbh Mela this year. It is due to India's efforts that terrorists have not dared to attack any holy sites or temples in any city of this country. Referring to the Balakot airstrikes once again, Modi also said that the world has now backed India in its fight against terror. What's more is that several National Democratic Alliance, the NDA leaders, including the Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray, will accompany Modi during his nomination filing today. Now, the other big news also comes from Varanasi, with after weeks of stoking speculation of a Priyanka Gandhi versus Prime Minister Narendra Modi poll battle, the Congress has decided to field its old guard and five-time MLA Ajay Rai from the all-important constituency of Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Rai had come a distant third to the Prime Minister and the Aam Aadmi Party chief Arvind Kejriwal during the 2014 general election. The party's decision, of course, comes as a huge disappointment to many, considering the numerous insinuations by Priyanka Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. The hype was started by Priyanka Gandhi nearly a month ago when she first teased the contest during an interaction with party workers. Since then, of course, repeated statements from her that a decision would be taken by her brother have only led to the excitement reaching a fever pitch, well, only to end in a hoax. Let's have a look at some of the other top stories. Now, the Supreme Court on Thursday set up a judicial inquiry panel, which is led by former Judge A.K. Patnaik, to examine the claims of lawyer Utsav Bains about fixers trying to frame CJI Ranjan Gogoi in a sexual harassment case. The bench made it clear that the committee will work separately from the other panel, which was set up to look into the allegations of harassment. Now, Central Bureau of Investigation, the CBI, the IB and the Delhi Police were also asked to assist the committee in the probe. During the hearing, the bench comprising of Arun Mishra, Rohinder Nariman and Deepak Gupta said that it would not allow the rich and powerful to run the country. The Apex Court also said that on the completion of the inquiry, Justice Patnaik will file a report in a sealed cover before the court, after which the matter will be heard again. Meanwhile, Justice Indu Malhotra will replace Justice N.V. Ramana in the three-member panel constituted for an in-house inquiry into the allegations against Ranjan Gogoi, and this happens after Justice Ramana recused himself from the panel after the complaint objected his presence on the grounds that he was a close friend of the CJI and like a family member to him. Now, this reconstituted panel, including Bobde and Justice Indira Banerjee, now is slated to meet today. Moving on, Sri Lanka's Defence Secretary Himasiri Fernando resigned from his post yesterday, days after a series of coordinated devastating suicide attacks tore through three churches and three luxury hotels on an Easter Sunday in the island nation. Now, Fernando is said to have handed over his resignation letter on a request made by the President Sirisena, who had asked that he, along with police, Pujit Jayasundara, quit over the failure to prevent the blast despite having prior intelligence. Meanwhile, in a bizarre development, the death toll in the serious blast, which the ISIS claimed responsibility for, has been scaled down by more than 100 to about 253. Now, according to Dr. Anil Jaisinger, the Director General of the Health Services, the death toll quoted earlier had been a result of a miscalculation. Right, everyone, that's all for today. But we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you, like always. In the meantime, there's always news18.com for more updates. And please also don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com once again. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.